Excellent, man. Welcome back. Love having you guys. First time here. Thank you. If you come here before and listen to my content, much love for you and thank you again. You know, I put a little quick reel out there the other day, and it was pretty much about relationship jumpers, as I used to be one, and got a pretty decent response on it that kind of gives me some feedback to say, man, there's some people that really struggle with the same things I struggled with in the past. So that's a topic I want to try to hit today. And it really does hit home for a lot of people. And it is the pattern of jumping from relationships to relationships without taking a moment to pause, reflect, and maybe heal. Take a break from maybe some wounds and why it ended and why it didn't work out. So I'm really talking to anyone who feels like they have to be with someone to feel complete. I'm going to try to unpack why that is and what it can do to us if we continue down that cycle in the long run, especially for those of you out there who have a pattern of avoiding time alone, moving from one relationship to another relationship like it's your only option, or maybe even feeling anxious at the thought of just being by yourself or classified as being single. So I want to explore some of the motivations, the impact, and more importantly, how you can start creating healthy relationship with yourself. I've been on this self journey for a little bit under 2 years, and it has been absolutely amazing. So I'm going to share at the end of this some of the books, resources that I noted from and journaled from that helped me along this journey that I'm telling you is just phenomenal. So what I want to do is kind of start with, why do we do this? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we go from one to the next, to the next, to the next? And for me, it was never always about love or even any kind of genuine connection. In many cases, when I look back in my past, it was really avoiding being lonely. And sometimes it was about my self-worth. So honestly, I get it. I really do. And especially when we live in a world that is really so focused and huge on companionship. You know, being part of a couple is just celebrated. And being alone sometimes feel or even can be stigmatized. And I've went through that as well. But even for some people out there, it goes deeper. The idea of being alone can trigger real fear. It can bring up feelings of insecurity or worthlessness. And this fear can come from many places, especially including past experiences or abandonment, growing up, neglect, simply not ever really being shown how to be okay on your own. So instead of confronting these feelings, man, it becomes so easier just to hop into a new relationship, let somebody else's presence fill that space, fill that void. And it's like using relationships as a quick fix rather than an opportunity for growth. It's always masked, and this feeling's always masked temporarily. But the underlying issues deep inside still remain. And another reason what I like to call is the validation factor. When we actually really truly rely on someone else to make us feel valuable, seen, important. It's like giving the keys to somebody to own our self-worth. And I'll tell you, that external validation for a lot of people out there, it really becomes addictive. Look on social media, it becomes very, very addictive. So we go from one relationship to another looking for that hit, you know, of validation rather than cultivating it from within, validating ourselves. And here's the tricky part, because there's no time in between relationships when you do this. You never get a chance to understand who you really are outside of someone else's validation. So it brings us to the point where we often feel like moving on is actually a cycle of avoidance. And avoidance, I'm going to tell you, may feel comfortable in the short term, but it prevents us from digging deep, learning about ourselves, growing from past experiences. And there's a lot of residual effects that happens, you know, when you move on too quickly. You don't take that pause. You don't take that time to reflect, you know. So when you consistently and constantly move from relationship to a relationship without time to heal, It can be significant in the long run. It will sneak up on your ass. I'm telling you this. The biggest one that I've experienced probably was emotional exhaustion. And what I want to really explain too, it's not like dating a person for 1 month, going to another for 2 months. No, I'm talking serious relationships where people spend 2 years, 1 year, 5 years, 4 years, and they just continue it. I've done that with a few marriages. So I understand that. And what happens is when you move on too quickly, okay, and it doesn't matter how the relationship ends, the ending is there and you move on too quickly, I'm going to tell you one of the biggest things is emotional exhaustion. We're not addressing any kind of issues, any kind of baggage, some residual effects from the ending of the relationship, okay? And that's going to lead to burnout if you don't address those things. Because eventually that weight is still inside and it's just carrying all this baggage on your shoulder from each one you were in. It becomes unbearable and the emotional strain impacts other parts of your life. It could be with work. It could be with the relationship you're in currently. And the biggest consequence is you're repeating old patterns. Because I really want you to think about this. Without the time to reflect, to critically think about what went wrong or even what went right, you're going to be bound to make the same mistakes. And then, in fact, we start picking partners with similar traits. Like attracts like. That's law of attraction. And then we find ourselves in the same toxic dynamics, repeat behaviors that led to past conflicts. Because without that space to evaluate and learn, it's inevitable you're going to repeat it. And then there's that loss of self-identity. And this is huge because when we move from one relationship to the next, we end up shaping ourselves around whoever we're with. And when you continually do this over time, you lost complete sight of who you truly are outside of a relationship. People become so accustomed to defining themselves in relation to another person that really they lose touch. They lose touch with their independent self. It's almost like walking around with a half version of yourself, dependent on someone else to make us feel whole. And I said this before in a video, Jerry Maguire screwed it for everybody. You complete me. No, you complete yourself. Somebody doesn't complete you. They should compliment you. They should compliment your life, not complete you. Because if somebody looks at you and says, you complete me, I'm going to tell you, run. Take that as a red flag. Because going into that moment, I want to talk about the power of solitude. I want to talk about the power of self-reflection. Because when you do take that break, for me on this journey, it's been probably a little bit under 2 years. Because what I've learned in this benefit, okay, is that I've chosen solitude. And that is the first thing you have to do. Even if you said to yourself, you know what, I'm going to take a few months off. I'm going to take 6 months off. I'm going to take a year off. So I want to talk about benefits of taking a break and what that looks like and what it means. You might feel like you're trapped in this pattern. And I'm going to tell you, this is your reminder that being alone doesn't mean being lonely. It doesn't. They don't tie into each other. And taking a break between relationships allows us to reconnect with ourselves in a very deep and meaningful way. When you choose solitude, even if it's just for a few months, if you wanted to, you're going to create space for self-reflection. This is the time you look back on past relationships and understand what went well and what didn't. You get to ask yourself questions like, what did I learn about myself? What do I really need in a partner? You're going to begin to see patterns. You're going to understand your needs. And you're going to start making intentional choices, intentional living, right? Living with purpose, on purpose. I'm going to tell you, being alone, it will magnify and strengthen your self-worth. You learn that you don't need someone else to validate you. You validate yourself. That is the biggest game changer I went through. It's amazing because it's not just for me. It's also going to be for my future relationships. And when you truly know your value, you're not going to settle. You're going to recognize flags. You're going to recognize codependency. You're going to recognize so much. Because in those times, right, when you're with yourself, you reconnect with your passions, your interests, your dreams, where you want to go with life, what you want to do with yourself. And you start to remember that, you know what? I am a whole person on my own. I'm pretty fucking badass. And that any future partner that's going to come my way is going to compliment me, not complicate it, and not complete me. Because you know your happiness, you're the sole source of it. So I'm going to tell you, if this resonates with you, I'm going to tell you kind of where to start. And I'm going to give you some steps that I've taken to kind of break that cycle that I was stuck in for years. And I'm talking years, probably decades, right? Commit to a detox. Commit to a relationship detox. And I mean really stay committed. If you're going to say, I'm going to do it for 3 months, do it for three. Don't do it for 2.5. If you're going to say six, do it for six, a year, do it for a year. I'm a little bit under 2 years right now. And whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, use this time to invest in yourself and discover who you are independently. Focus on building self-worth. Start identifying areas in your life where you seek validation from others. Challenge yourself to filling these things on your own. Whether through self-care, personal achievements, hobbies, working out, trips. Take the time to journal. And those that are very close with me know how much I write. The power of writing, I cannot even explain it. Don't voice text it into notes. It's all up here. No, write it down. Fill notebooks, I'm telling you. Because when you write down recurring themes, especially in past relationships, you're going to really start to notice the patterns. And then you're going to start to develop qualities that you value, not the ones you don't. And during that time, it will offer that reflection just in journaling will offer clarity. It's going to guide you to healthier future relationships. And man, especially take this time during your committed period to a self journey to really go do the activities you enjoy. I take myself out to dinner. I'll call a restaurant, get dressed to the nines and say reservation for one. Do it. Take yourself out. Go on a trip. I went on road trips all by myself. No bullshit. You got to start to learn to enjoy your own company. And I'm going to tell you how empowering that is. You have to look at what fulfills you rather than what makes you empty. And if you find things that are going to make you empty, fill the cup, man. Some of the books I read, and I'll leave you with a handful. You know, one was Attached, and it was Dr. Amir Levine and a Rachel Heller. And it explores attachment styles, you know, how they shape relationships. It's amazing to understanding why you might feel a strong pull toward needing somebody, which you should always just want. And you'll be able to, in the book, you'll see how they cultivate a healthier sense of self with relationships. Huge. One of the ones I read the most and still have to this day, I even send copies to people, and it's The Power of Now, and that's Eckhart Tolle. It's all about mindfulness, importance of being present in the present moment. I speak to a lot of that because it is so powerful and it does help you get more grounded, less anxious when you're by yourself. It's a phenomenal read for anyone. I'm telling you, for anyone who finds themselves constantly looking outside for fulfillment. There was another one written by Tara Brach, which was Radical Acceptance. She highlights a lot of self-compassion, self-acceptance, and for anyone who really wants to feel whole on their own. She teaches a lot of love for ourselves fully, not half-assed, like loving yourself fully, flaws and all. There was another one that was How to Be Alone, If You Want to, and Even If You Don't. Lane Moore wrote that one, and it's kind of lighter. It's more of almost like even a memoir. So you got part of like her memoir, part guide, and just a lot of insights with how to embrace and enjoy solitude. And if there's something ever more deeper, A lot of childhood trauma, abandonment issues. Fuck the stigma. Get involved with therapy and counseling, because over the last handful of years, if not even more than a decade, that has really started to shift, where I do know people that actually see a therapist as part of self-care. And I really encourage that. To my fellow vets out there, I'm going to tell you, you can go to veteran centers and they'll have therapists there and counselors. And anybody else, if you're really, really struggling and you need some guidance, you can reach out to me, whether it's through my website, project-24.org. You can send a message and I'll try to provide some resources we have nationwide. Because I'm going to tell you, you want to resolve these issues from the past, you know, and good thing about therapy and counseling, it does give you that safe space to unpack and understand patterns. You know, it will help you build healthier relationships going forward. And that's the key of all this. Taking time to focus on yourself isn't selfish. It's required. It's a necessity. And it's very much necessary in this life experience, in this life journey. When you start building, and I learned this a lot, you start building a love and relationship with yourself. You're the one that sets the solid foundation for any kind of future relationship you have, whether family, friends, and intimate. You will have that solid foundation. And once you do, that's built any relationship you go on into going forward. That's built on true connection rather than a need to fill some empty space. This whole journey is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Take your time. Be patient with yourself. Always trust the process. Always trust divine timing. I want to thank you for listening. Longtime listeners, love you guys. New to this, first time, hey, give a subscribe, give a like, leave a comment, send me a message. I'm really curious to see how many people this actually really rings true with. So take care of yourselves. Always be true to yourselves, and we'll catch you next time.